at words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest and spread.
You mustn't do that.
I hate parading my serenading, and I'll probably miss a bar.
That was good.
But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top. You're a Waldorf salad. You're the top. You're a Berlin ballad. You're a baby grand of a lady and a gent. You're an old Dutch master. You're Mrs. Astor. You're absent.
But I've never been called that.
You're romance. You're the steps of Russia. You're the Benz.
Benz?
On a Roxy Usher. I'm a lazy lout that is just about to stop.
No, don't stop.
But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Thank you. Your words poetic are not pathetic.
No.
On the other hand, boy, you shine. And I can feel after every line.
Yeah.
A thrill divine. Now, gifted humans like Vincent humans might think that your song is bad.
Oh, what's
but
he know?
For a person who's just rehearsing, well, I gotta say this, my lad, you're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. You're a Coolidge dollar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire.
You're the top.
How can you sing? I'm dizzy.
You're a dancing belly. You're the top. You're a hot tamale.
You're an angel. You simply too to be.
You're a Botticelli.
You're Keats.
You're Shelley.
You're Ovaltine.
Huh. You're a boom.
You're the dormant boulder.
You're the moon. Over May West's shoulder, I'm a nominee
of the GOP.
Oh God, but if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Welcome to Mondo Hollywood. My name is Amanda, and today we just started off our show with Burt Reynolds and Madeline Kahn from Peter Bogdanovich's At Long Last Love. It's an all Cole Porter musical, and of course that was in tribute for Burt Reynolds, who passed away a couple of days ago at the age of 82. And of course he's had an amazing career, starting out in the 50s on TV. He was in Gunsmoke and things like that. And I'm going to play up next probably one of his feature starring roles in 1966, Navajo Joe, and this is an Ennio Morricone song.
Navajo Joe, Navajo Joe.
Navajo Joe.
course, you may have recognized that song. That was Dueling Banjos from 1972's Deliverance. The film that was, I think, a really great success and also kind of Burt Reynolds' first serious role. And I think he was nominated for an Oscar for that. And also, famously, he doesn't have his mustache in it. So maybe that was the secret. But, of course, like, people know scenes from that movie. Even if you haven't seen it, they know what's in it, like, their things. But it is a really good, effective thriller directed by, I think, John Borman. And, yeah, like, a great, great movie. And before that, we heard Jerry Goldsmith's main title for 100 Rifles, a 1969 movie that Burt Reynolds co-starred with Jim Brown and Raquel Welch. So he was kind of like in the background. He was in Sam Fuller's Shark and some like kind of B movies for a while. But kind of right before Deliverance, he did another movie called Fuzz. It was like a police drama, also with Raquel Welch, interestingly enough. But Deliverance was kind of what put him on the map, and people thought it was a star. And, of course, he did become the 70s biggest male stars, and he made, like three or four movies a year sometime. Seamus, The Man Who Loved Cat Dancing, Longest Yard. In 1973, he made White Lightning, his first of two movies that he played Gator McCluskey. And I just watched this the other day, and it is great. And also has a great score. And this is by Charles Bernstein. And you might also recognize this track because Tarantino used it in, I think, Inglourious Basterds, and then a sort of a sample in one of the Kill Bills. But this is the main title.
Thank you.
That was the main title from 1974's The Longest Yard, directed by Robert Aldrich, which the next year they worked together again with Catherine Deneuve in the movie Hustle, a cop drama. And I misspoke earlier on Deliverance. Burt Reynolds was never nominated for an Oscar for that. He should have. He was really great in it. And not even for a Golden Globe. John Voight got nominated for a Golden Globe. So it just goes to show you awards don't really mean anything. He was nominated, I think, for Supporting Actor years later, in 97, for Boogie Nights, a song which I'll be playing later. And before we heard The Longest Yard, we heard Jerry Reed, a good friend of Burt Reynolds. And, of course, they worked together in all the Smokey and the Bandit movies. But in 1975, they starred in a much-forgotten movie called WW and the Dixie Dance Kings. And that was a John Avildsen movie. So it was just before, just before Rocky. That was the movie that they made. And, I've never seen it, but it has an interesting soundtrack. So sticking with the music, I'm going to be playing some Smokey and the Bandit later, but let's go back to 1973 and Seamus with Jerry Goldsmith's main title.
Thank you. him is on, he's not on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. He's bound to die, load it up and truck it. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to Plateau Bandit Run.
Talk with all by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love, I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, I don't get a call. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Hey, misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Welcome back to Mondo Hollywood on 101.5 UMFM. And we just heard a track by John Morris from Mel Brooks' 1976 movie, Silent Movie. And that track was actually called Burt Reynolds' House. If you haven't seen the movie, it's entirely silent. And Burt Reynolds makes a cameo as himself. And I think that might be one of the first movies that pairs them up with Dom DeLuise. and are going to go into a Dumb Deluise block pretty soon. And then before that, we heard Jerry Reed with Eastbound and Down with some dialogue there from 1977's Smokey and the Bandit. And Bert himself from 1975's Lucky Lady, a musical with Liza Minnelli and Gene Hackman, directed by Stanley Donen. Haven't seen it. Like the soundtrack. It's probably one of those weird movies. He made a lot of weird offbeat movies back in the 70s because people were just throwing money at him. And in 1978, Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds start up in a very dark comedy called The End. And it's... let me just double check. Yeah, Burt Reynolds directed it himself. And so Paul Williams, who was on the show a few weeks ago, actually co-wrote this song. And this is sung by Glenn Campbell and is called Another Fine Mess.
Here's another fine mess I'm into, honey. It's a little bit sad, a little bit funny. I'm a fighter, but they've got me on the floor. Don't believe I'm gonna take this anymore. Here's another fine mess I've stumbled into. Sorriest state that I've ever been to. Though it's difficult for some to understand, I'm gonna knuckle down and take it like a man. Goodbye. Don't try to talk, what's there to say? The words are unimportant, it's the feelings we'll remember anyway. Wave goodbye. Don't make the scene, just let it go. Don't smother love and glory, put an ending to our story. We're riding for the final round. So this is where the old trail wound. Here's another fine mess and not my choosing. We love for a while, you can't call that losing. If I knew our love was gonna end this way, I'd live it over and I wouldn't change a day. Wave goodbye. Don't try to talk, what's there to say? The words are unimportant, it's this feeling we'll remember anyway. Goodbye. Don't make a scene, just let it go. Don't smother love and glory, put an ending on our story. We're riding to the final round. So this is where the old trail wound. Here's another fine mess and not my choosing. We love for a while, you can't call that losing. If I knew our love was gonna end this way, I'd relive it and I wouldn't change a day. What do you do when the mountain is there? you answer the challenging day. And when your back's against the wall, what do you do when you've done it all? Cannonball. Cannonball.
Cannonball.
Cannonball. It's not what you do, it's how you do. Be anything you want to be. It's not what you got, it's how you use it. You be you and I'll be me. It's just a matter of style. You can't fake it. Mile after mile. Let them roll.
Let them roll.
From sea to shining sea. Ball. Cannonball. Hey, now cannonball.
Cannonball.
Cannonball. Cannonball. Cannonball.
And dominoes, football games and Cheerios. And sneaking around with you.
Sneaking around with you. Going around the two. Doing what lovers do.
Whenever they're sneaking around.
I like lots of cash on hand and dirty jokes about the Fuller Brush Man.
I like stuff I understand, like sneaking around with
stuff?
You.
You know, I like a thrill that has no strings.
Friendship that don't ever change.
And laughter from the joy of things. And sneaking around with you. Sneaking around with you. Going around the two. Doing what lovers do.
Whenever they're sneaking around. Secret places lovers go whenever they're sneaking around.
Ooh, I like the crazy things we try.
And the sexy things we fantasize.
Just making out in the broad daylight.
And sneaking around,
around with you. Sneaking around with you. Keeping it all brand new. Getting the best of you. Whenever we're sneaking around. Sneaking around, that's all. I'm gonna lay down the law.
Watching her ride.
And from 1982, that was Burt Reynolds and Dolly Parton with a song that she wrote for The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. It was originally based on a Broadway musical, but she had that song written especially for it, and also a song she had written before in the 70s, I Will Always Love You, which Whitney Houston also made famous. But once they put it in the movie in 82, it again hit the top of the charts, just proving that Dolly Parton is a great songwriter, and I think that's a fun song. I haven't seen the movie in years, probably too young to understand what it was about when I originally watched it, but it seems like it would be fun to watch. And before that, we heard Ray Stevens from 1981's The Cannonball Run, the main title. And at that time, Burt Reynolds was paid $5 million, which was the most an actor was ever paid. An equivalent was about like $14 million in today's dollars. But that was unheard of. But after Smokey and all these other hits, they just threw money at him. And yeah, the movie doesn't hold up, I would say. Probably not, but it's fun anyway. So we got about to a little over 10 minutes left. In 1981, Burt Reynolds directed a film, a cop movie called Sharky's Machine. And it's a really good movie and a really great jazzy soundtrack. And in fact, Sarah Vaughan sang the main love theme from that. And this is it here.
There's no sin he hasn't sinned. His life's a candle in the wind, always hanging by a thread, with eyes cold and dead. His world is neon lights, lonely streets and empty nights, the only dreams left to find are in the shadows of his mind. But someday we'll show him love, and then he'll start to live again. Deadly game he's in, with no chance. Start to live.
was Henry Mancini with a track from 1983's The Man Who Loved Women, a Blake Edwards remake of a Truffaut film of the same name, well, translated in English. And that one, Burt Reynolds and Julie Andrews, Kim Basinger, a lot of great female actresses. It's an interesting movie. And a lot of people don't like it because it's a remake of a great French movie, but I think Burt Reynolds was really good. Another movie I really want to watch, I haven't seen it, is 1979's Starting Over, which he stars with Candice Bergen. That is supposed to be a really good comedy, drama, romance. He didn't do a lot of those. He did a lot of action, comedy, but apparently that's a great movie to watch as well. And thanks for listening to Mondo Hollywood today on 101.5 UM FM and our tribute to Burt Reynolds. I'm going to be ending off the show with 1997's Boogie Nights, the movie that kind of brought him back into mainstream. In the 80s and 90s, he also did a lot of movies, and he was on the show Evening Shade, which was a great sitcom on CBS for a couple of years. And then the last movie, and I also have to watch it myself, is Adam Rifkin's The Last Movie Star, which Burt Reynolds is supposed to be basically a version of himself, and it's supposed to be really amazing and poignant. So that's one to check out as well. So from the Boogie Nights soundtrack, this is War with Eric Burdon and Spill the Wine.
One very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass, raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said,